Because I know she's going to kill me. Let me say welcome and good evening to everyone. It was inevitable, young lady. And let me say that tonight we're going to discuss primarily the new products that have been added to the protocol since I've gotten well and how they have interacted and or replaced some of the older things and how they seem to be working on people who were brave enough to be warriors and first introduced them to the protocol.
Cool.
I think the first question I'd like to ask, John, and again, I see that almost a dozen people just joined us now. So welcome to everybody. And as I said in the opening, we're going to be discussing the new products that have been introduced in the protocol since I've gotten well. And when we're completely done with that, we're going to field any question any person has out there. So, John, my first question to you, and welcome, and thank you for being part of this evening, is could you explain to the people how the new products got worked into the protocol? It's my recollection the first thing that was added after I got better was the Candida RIT. Is that correct?
I believe it was, Mel.
Okay, and what can you tell us and why? Why did you introduce that into the protocol? John?
Oh, I can hear. Are you there?
I'm sorry, my son just walked in and asked me a question. He didn't realize I was in the middle of this. Okay. I'm sorry. Where were we? Off key.
All right. My question was, we know Candida RIT, you and I agree, was the first thing that was added to the protocol after I got well. And my question is, why? What is
it's very obvious from all the people that we've interacted with over the last 4 years that fungal overgrowth is a very common underlying condition that goes along with Morgellons. So we needed a way to address that was going to be a comprehensive formula that would reduce fungal population in the body and also, you know, have some things in there that to make it wider spectrum. So Candida RIT is a very comprehensive formula that does just that. It's really an antifungal, but it also has some herbs and things in it that have antiviral properties and antibacterial properties. So it's really a great foundational add-on to the protocol. And I guess I should back up and say that, you know, there are so many different theories as to what this is and how it got here and all of that sort of thing. And we can talk about those till the cows come home, but the bottom line is it's very obvious that there's a fundamental failure of the bioterrain of the body. So regardless of how it got here, how you got it, how, you know, it's all of that, the wisest course of action going forward is to rehabilitate your body's organ systems and your detoxification ability, kind of reboot your immune system and get the body into a situation where it can deal with this. So your Mel's protocol seems to be doing a very good job of that, and part of the reason is this foundational support system that we've got that really, in my opinion, God put together through my company. It's kind of the nutritional foundation. And then as we began to get further involved and further along and interacting with lots and lots of people over the last few years, it became obvious that a lot of people were just kind of stranded. They didn't have any way to really get help because the doctors they were going to were following status quo and labeling them as delusional, and they couldn't get the help they needed. So that's really what drove me to go out and come up with some alternatives, natural alternatives for people that really couldn't get the pharmaceutical help they needed. And turns out it appears that this works much better, because with natural antifungals and antimicrobials, you don't have a lot of the side effects that you do with the synthetic versions. So we did put in Candida Red first, Mel.
I know, because that was the first thing that you ever asked me to add to my regimen, which is I still take the protocol as far as all the vitamins are concerned. I have MMS in my home. I have molecular silver in my home, and I probably take molecular silver 2-3 times a week, sometimes even more. MMS, I only take when I feel extremely fatigued or I feel a cold or something coming on, and then I pop a maintenance dose for 1 or 2 nights. But the vitamins I've never stopped, because, you see, I don't want to get sick again. I don't want to deal with what I'm dealing with all of you now. I had my go-around, but Candida Rid was something that John felt that I should add because of my preferences. When you get older, you have things that you love to eat, and it's not as easy to change those habits once you start feeling well again. We all cheat a little, and I talk to each and every one of you about the ramifications of cheating. But moderation is the key, and Candida Rid is the aid. Now, what came after that, John? Because after that, there came a couple of things almost all at once.
Yeah, the Parabolic came almost right along with Candida Rid, actually, because I recognized that we really needed an alternative to people taking those third and fourth generation antifungals that destroy the liver. So the Parabolish we put in very early on as well, so people had a way who knew they were dealing with parasites to go after them. Because, you know, our normal, the Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol and the Ubiquinol, which is what we call our Morgellon Support Kit, and it's part of your protocol, it's really mostly about defense, about beefing up the body's defenses and its ability to function normally. These new things that we've added are more about offense, going after the critters or going after whatever is, you know, offending the body. So we did the Parabolish very early, and that's very simple. It's just a very broad-spectrum anti-parasitic. We always recommend people take some things to help their detoxification systems when they're taking any of these natural medicines that are the offense. And of course, if you're on the protocol, you're on Liver CS Plus, and that definitely promotes all of your detoxification pathways. Even the doctors that are out there that recognize things like candida and fungal overgrowth and things like that, and will use Diflucan and other types of pharmaceutical antifungals, most of them don't give you any liver support to help your body get rid of all the mycotoxins that are produced in the die-off. And that's an important part of managing not only the damage going on in the body, but the way the person feels as they walk through this. And as these warriors will be able to attest to when they talk later about their experiences, I think what we've come upon is a way to minimize those Herxheimer reactions and kind of we found a happy medium between making the body inhospitable to the pathogens and making it livable to the person. And that is huge.
Now, let me stop you here for a second, John. It is my understanding from the new people on the protocol that their purging is more constant, but their pain from the purging is much less severe than what I endured.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I would like to say, Monica, do you have any questions or any statements on the first three products that John's mentioned?
Well, I actually, you know, I use Candida Rid. I use the olive leaf extract, but I've never used the Parabolish. I think it's because, as everybody who's ever read one of my postings knows, that I started, before I found the protocol, I started using food-grade D-tomaceous earth, or DE. So I was killing a lot of critters in my system, you know, before I found the protocol. But I have to say that going on it kind of moved things a lot quicker.
Are you taking the Candida Rid?
Yeah, of course I take the Candida Rid. I take the olive leaf extract. I take magnesozyme, and I just added the monolaurin. So I have to agree. It helps move things along quicker. And yeah, like you said, I do purge all the time. I mean, there are moments where I don't. And I do mean moments, people. I mean, like, okay, that was 5 minutes where something's not flying out. But I'm constantly purging, constantly. And, when you were talking about your pain, you know, in your experience, Mel, I didn't really know what you were talking about until I had, you know, that big hurt that you laughed at me about. And that's okay. But I didn't know what you were talking about, because it's a different experience when you're –
right, that's what it seems to be, is that you people are having a more constant but a less painful. Okay, let me ask Teresa, do you have anything to say about the first three products that we have been talking about? Or?
Yes, I have been using the Parabolish and Candida Rid and the olive leaf extract. It's actually on my second round of Parabolish, because when I went to the doctor and got lab tests, I was showing a parasite. So, after my second round of Parabolish, the parasite wasn't showing up anymore in my lab test. So I incorporated that into my protocol early on. And, of course, the Candida Rid, which I just think should be part of the protocol. I don't think you can do the protocol without the Candida Rid. And the, you know, the olive leaf extract along with the MSM, you know, there's your natural antibiotic. So, again, I don't see how you can really do the protocol without that. And the Parabolish, I just think everyone is walking around with some type of parasite, whether you know it or not, and especially if you have animals. But, I mean, if you eat, you know, especially meat, maybe vegetables, you probably got a parasite. So, you know, I just think taking the Parabolish is not going to hurt you. It's better to be safe than sorry. So, yeah, I've been using those products from the very beginning.
Okay, let me go back to John now, if I may, and unless there's anybody who wants to ask any questions now about the three products we just discussed. Are there any questions? Go ahead.
This is Peter, and I haven't started the Parabolish. I would like to. I'm taking the Candida Rid, but I'm not sure if I'm taking it correctly. How do you actually add it into the protocol? At what times for both products?
I can tell you where I take it. I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but I actually added it to when I take the olive leaf extract. So, you have to decide whether or not you want to take it twice a day like you do the olive leaf. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, but that's where I add it.
How did you add the olive leaf extract in? I'm taking that right now with, I believe, at 10:30 with the oil of oregano, and then I take it at 9 in the evening.
Right. And wherever Mel says Bactrim in his list, I replace the Bactrim with the olive leaf extract
and added
the Candida Red. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Let me make a suggestion on the Candida Red. Okay. Where it says Bactrim, I recommend that you replace, when you use the natural antibiotic, also MSM tablets. Unless you are
taking that like crazy.
That was another question.
Wait. Let me finish, guys. Unless you're allergic to sulfa drugs. But Candida Ridge should be taken in the morning and at lunch.
And then how do you add in the Parabolish?
The Parabolish, I have no idea. I'm going to let John feel that one. John, where would you put Parabolish?
I would take it the same time you take the Candida Red. Bottom line is you want to take these things, you don't want to take these things on an empty stomach, especially olive leaf, because olive leaf can give you a stomach ache just on its own if you take it on an empty stomach.
Yeah, I would like to add something. I take mine a little bit differently. I was taking the Candida Red with food. So I understand Monica's...
8:30 and it's 12:30. That's what I'm trying to say.
I take mine with food, yeah.
Right. And when I took...
Well, mine's shortly after...
Let me finish. When I took the Bactrim... and the oil of oregano at 10:30, before I took those two things, I used to eat something very light, a little something in my stomach.
Right.
Okay. Now, whoever
was
looking, come back in.
So just so I can get clear, this is Peter. The Parabolish you would add in with the olive leaf extract and the Candida Red at the times you would take the Bactrim with a little food.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Excellent.
Hello. Oh, I have a question. Hello. I post under the name of Pink Light, and I have.
All right, girls. See, I told you she'd be here tonight.
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome.
Thank you. I haven't taken the Parabolish, but I have a couple of questions. The Parabolish, would you take it all the time, or you do like 1 month and 1 month off, or
John?
Yes, I would pulsate it, and it's not something that you have to take continuously.
Okay.
I mean, if you had high levels of parasites, it might take two bottles to clear you, but most people would clear with one. And then they might go through another one in maybe 2 months, something like that. And then once you're cleared, I'm sure Mel will probably go through one of these maybe now on an annual basis just to, you know, kind of make sure nothing's hanging around anywhere.
I have a question. This is Deborah, but it's not directly about the product. But Teresa, what test did you take that showed that you had parasites?
A very standard stool test, because I'm on disability, so, you know, whatever I could get the doctor to cover with my coverage, you know, wasn't anything fancy. I didn't pay for the expensive test. And then here's the thing, even though you take the test, there may not be that accurate.
Yeah. Because I know I have parasites, but the regular stool test, which is usually just Giardia and so whatever it is, doesn't show. And I think these things are in our blood, you know, the emanating in the skin. So that's why I'm just curious, because the doctor himself never recommended anything to really see if we could identify any of these things. So I was just curious.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying to be better safe than sorry, just go ahead and take the Parabolish. It's not going to harm you, and you probably do have some type of parasite, and this way you can clear it. I did Parabolish twice. I did it in 3 months in a 3-month increment, and I also took the colostrum with it along at the same time. Not, you know, when I was I took it along at the same time every 3 months to help also build my immune system.
And you were on the MMS at the same time as all of this? I'm just,
everything, yep.
Yeah. See, I guess for me, and I don't want to take up hog the call, I've taken a bunch of anti-parasitics, both herbal and medicinal, before I'm trying this protocol. And I had such die-off with that right now. For me, I want to, like, sort of test things slowly by adding things, like, you know, like do the MMS. If I'm okay with the MMS with the whole protocol, then maybe I would add it. But I'm afraid to see what my reaction would be by doing it all at once. And I don't know. It doesn't sound like you had a huge painful reaction, which I guess is because you're on the protocol. So maybe it'll be different this time. But.
Is that Deborah?
I was already on the protocol.
And let us get back to the subject at hand, and then field these kind of questions at the end.
Okay, sounds good.
John, would you please continue with the additions to the protocol?
Sure. Well, let's see. We left off, or kind of ran off track on this part of it back at Parabolish. I believe the next thing that we introduced was the colostrum. Maybe olive leaf was next. I'm not sure now, but they all came so quickly because I was in.
Olive leaf came next, and 3 weeks later came colostrum.
Okay, olive leaf, as y'all probably know, has been used for centuries. It's a broad spectrum antibiotic, and it also has antiviral properties. It's powerful medicine. It really is. It's a great alternative for people who didn't get adequate care, you know, from Western medicine, or would rather not.
Let me be more specific, John. We kept having this problem with doctors not willing to give patients Bactrim, doctors not monitoring the blood of patients on Bactrim, and I kept begging John to come up with something that would be an alternative that has no reaction if you're allergic to sulfur. The olive leaf extract won't affect you. Okay, it has no side effects whatsoever. And it would help that we're not trying to keep doctors out of the loop, but we're not trying to have each and every one of you told you nuts. So this was going to be an alternative that seems, again, to be working equal to and creating less of a painful. I talked to you about painful, and I think I scared some of you away. There's very little pain involved in the protocol as it's evolved today. And when you see in a day or two that all the new things are going to be added to the protocol page and people are going to have more options and less worries. Back to you, John.
Okay. Then we introduced the colostrum next, and colostrum is, again, not something that I really recommend people get on and stay on for long term, because that's not really the way God uses it. God uses it, it's mother's first milk. It's the way the mother confers immunity to the child. It's through that first milk and all the immunoglobulins and growth factors and lactoferrin, lots of great, great compounds are transferred from the mother to the child. And, of course, with our colostrum, we're doing the same thing. So it's kind of like a boost or a vaccine, if you will, a natural one. But it's not something that people would have to get on and stay on. It's just a nice boost and something to do occasionally.
Is it actually a drink or a pill?
It's pill. It's a capsule.
This is something that once I started physical therapy and started walking 3 and 4 miles a day after not being able to walk for 2 years, I decided to try every third month, and I'm just finished my second round, and I really like the way that it's helped kind of regenerate me as I'm rebuilding myself. Take it away, John.
Anyway, it's loaded with immunoglobulins and lots of good things. It's been used, again, for a long, long, long time for allergies, autoimmune diseases, and to kickstart people's immune systems that have been overwhelmed, which obviously is the case with most people that are dealing with Morgellons. So it's a great thing to try if you need to.
When would you take the colostrum? In the morning?
The colostrum you can take probably morning and before bed would be the best way to take it. And you don't have to have it with food. It comes in a bottle of 100, and the suggested use on that is to take 1 to 3 daily. So if you wanted to go through it in 1 month, you would take 1 in the morning and 2 before bed. If you wanted it to last longer, or you could take just 1 and 1, and it would work fine either way. But the reason I say take more before bed is that a lot of these factors are used in repair and maintenance and so forth. You know, in the body, when the body goes to sleep, that's when all the rehabilitation of the body processes goes on.
No conflict with the MMS at bedtime with it?
None at all. In fact, colostrum is rich in sulfur as well.
Oh, I have a question that kind of goes back to what they were saying about the sulfa drugs. I have taken Bactrim before when I was younger, and I've never had any reactions, not even to penicillin. And now, after a week, I have tried taking MSM, and I have broken into rashes. And the last one, I broke into hives. So I stopped taking it. So the alternative would be sticking with the oil, olive leaf extract and the candida root then?
Yes, if you have an allergic reaction to sulfur, and some people do, then you have to stop. But the other parts that you're taking, okay, will more than likely take care of the problems. And we're trying to get as many good things into everybody as possible. But as I've always said from day one of this website, everybody's body is a little different.
Yeah.
And we became more and more aware of people's allergies to sulfur over the course of time. At the beginning of the website, when there weren't lots and lots of people, there were not that many people that we ever heard about that ever had a sulfur reaction. As the website's grown to almost 4,500 people every month, we hear about everything in greater amount of details. So that's why I can talk to you. I don't have any reaction to Bactrim whatsoever. Not a negative reaction. Taking Bactrim every day, twice a day, for 18 straight months. But I had a doctor who monitored my blood every 3 months, did simple blood tests just to make sure that all my organs and everything was functioning better, proper, and I wasn't having any reaction whatsoever to the antibiotic. It's very difficult to find doctors who do that kind of job. So, again, if you have a reaction to the sulfur, then you have to cut it out. If you're taking everything else, more than likely you're going to be fine.
Can I just throw this question out there real quickly? I'm not a doctor, so I'm not 100% sure of this, but I'm pretty sure. I don't think sulfa, S-U-L-F-A, which is Bactrim, is the same thing as sulfur, S-U-L-P-H-U-R, which is M-S-N. Just want to put that out there. I think they're completely two different things.
They absolutely are. I'm glad you mentioned that because I was just about to say, I don't want anyone to get the impression that MSM and Olive Leaf is a replacement for Bactrim, because it's not.
Yeah.
Totally.
So if that gal that was not allergic to Bactrim, but is allergic to MSM, and they are completely different chemical derivatives. So I'm glad I'm right. I wasn't sure, so I figured I'd put it out there. But thank you, John.
You're welcome, sweetie. So we've been through some of the things that we added early on, and I wanted to talk real briefly about some of the reasons why that I did not mention yet. One of the big issues, especially for people who really get their life and productivity back, but don't really get over the hump, if you will. In my opinion, those people are dealing with pockets of biofilm in the body, and the critters are hiding out. And when their opportunity presents itself, they reassert themselves. So when I was putting together these products, I wanted to put together a group of things that would work together to really help eradicate biofilm in the body. And we already had a pretty strong combination with the protocol itself, with our Bergsteiner Wellness Protocol, because the Magnificat is a calcification in the body. Calcium is a big part of biofilm. But when you add in Candida Red and Colostrum and then Magnificat, those three things together with the protocol, you really are doing a number on biofilm. And that's why I think that people are really seeing a big difference once they get back their productivity and then, you know, getting over the hump, if you will.
You didn't talk about Magnificat yet, John.
Yes, you're right. That was one of the later additions. Magnificat is it's actually serrapeptase is what the active ingredient in it is, which is a enzyme that is isolated from the silkworm. When the silkworm comes out of its cocoon, it secretes this enzyme serrapeptase and eats through the thick, hard layer, you know, of its cocoon to get out. That's what serrapeptase is. And it was discovered in Japan and cultivated there, and they're just in tremendous amounts of studies that have been done over mostly in Europe about the beneficial effects of serrapeptase. And the more I studied, the more I read, the more impressed I was. So we wanted a way to have it, Magnificat, have its own identity, so I named it Magnificat. But what it is serrapeptase. It's an awesome, awesome addition to the protocol. And if you look back at the protocol page on Mel's website, we basically, or on my, not on his protocol page, on my website, on the page called Morgellon Support Kit, we present the normal protocol, but then we highly recommend Candida Red and Magnificat be added, and then the other things are offered as additional support. But those things really...
Best time to take it, John?
Best time? Magnificat, best time to take that is without food.
Yeah.
Because it is a digestive enzyme, but you want it to go to work cleansing the body, and that's what it does. It is a temple cleanser. It basically goes through the body eating up things that don't belong.
So you could add it in at 10:30 again with the Candida Rid, the olive leaf extract, and the Parabolish.
You could. Just don't take it with food. It's better taken separate from food. Then there was a couple of other things I'll mention that you'll find on that Morgellon Support Kit page. One is called Magnificat Cleanse. And that is a 7-day cleansing program. It has lots of fiber in it and lots of antifungals, antiparasitics. It's a powerful cleansing program that is not something that is designed to be used on an ongoing basis. Again, it's a 7-day cleanse, intense. It's really designed to be like a spring cleaning once a year kind of thing. But oftentimes people that are chronically ill, they'll develop a lot of digestive backup, if you will, and this Magnific Cleanse will definitely clean you out. That can be very beneficial for some people. And the Colon Pro Health was the last one that we added, because Magnific Cleanse, as I said, is an intense 7-day program. It's a lot of pills, and you have to really be committed to it to do it. It comes in a big canister. It's got a bunch of packets in it. You take 3 packets a day, and each packet has a handful of pills in it. But it's most there's so many because it's so much fiber. But it works. But for especially women who often suffer with chronic constipation issues, but don't need a real severe or thorough, intense cleanse like that, that's what Colon Pro Health is for. It's more of a maintenance cleanse. It's a low dose of fiber and a much less intense experience. That can be added actually before meals, and it'll reduce your appetite as well.
John?
Yeah.
Magnificine.
Yes.
This vial. Is this the possible reason that the new wave are having a more constant IRCS reaction?
Well,
I'm sorry, Mel. Do you mean HERCS for purging? Because I don't identify them as the same.
Well, HERCS and purging to me are the same thing.
Okay. All right, cool. Never mind.
Not to be gross, but are we talking about like HERCSing through stool release or purging from our skin? I guess that's
everywhere. When this thing starts working, everywhere.
Well, here's to me. There is a subtle difference between herxing and purging.
Yeah.
Purging is desirable. Purging is getting rid of what doesn't belong in.
Right.
Herxing to me means you have overdone it, and the body is overwhelmed, and you're sick. You feel sick because of that.
Right.
It's where your detoxification pathways become overwhelmed. And it's a fine line, you know. That's kind of what happens with chemotherapy. They want to make the body inhospitable to the cancer, so they make the body toxic, and the cancer cells reproduce faster than the normal cells, so they take up the toxins quicker and die off quicker. That's the whole idea of chemotherapy. So what essentially we've been trying to do is really what each person who's going through this, what they are trying to do is their body's trying to find that place where they can make their bodies inhospitable to what doesn't belong and do it in such a way that they are not miserable. And what I think Magnificine is doing is helping with that process, making it be more purging and less herxing.
Okay. I believe
that makes sense.
So with all of this, like, we can expect like the skin lesions to worsen for a while as things come out, or I mean, is there any way to override it and have us come out through stools? Are we going to be getting more and more sores?
Please let me stop you here. Let's field questions on the product,
okay.
And then we're going to field all your questions, all of them.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like Teresa S. How about talking about your experiences with the new products and what you think happened for you? Are you with us?
All right, I'm here. Sorry, I have my phone muted. Sorry, hold on.
That's okay. You hear my question?
I have to figure out how to unmute it. My experiences with the new product has been that I am constantly, constantly purging. I have not had a Herx reaction, and I do believe purging and Herxing is two different things. So with the Magnificent, which I also believe you can't, it needs to be part of the protocol. I am now at the stage where I'm not purging, black specks, but I believe I'm purging biofilm through my skin. Because I have a lot of white stuff, white fuzzy stuff, white hard stuff, and so I really believe because of the Magnificent, it's constantly, it's like peeling the layers of an onion. You know, that's why we can't do this in one shot. That's why it takes 18 months, because you have to constantly peel back. And that's why diet is so important, because if you're peeling back a layer, but you're adding three more on with your food, you're not going to get any more, get anywhere.
Thank you. Amen.
You know, so I've talked to several, people over the phone, and one of the biggest issues is the diet. You are not going to get well if you keep eating sugar. Period, point blank, end of discussion. I don't care if it's honey. I don't care if it's natural sugar. I don't care if it's in the fruits. You have a fungal and a yeast condition. They love sugar. Sugar, sugar, sugar. So the more you add sugar, the more layers, the more you're making them happy. So the more they're happy, the more they're reproducing. So, yes, you can take the Magnificent. You can take the Candida Red. You're not going to get anywhere. You're wasting your money and you're wasting your time. So, it's a huge issue. Yes, the protocol is godsend. It's wonderful. It will get you well. But you have to incorporate a clean diet. So, that's my take on it.
Thank you, Teresa. That is so true.
God bless, and you always have an opinion, young lady. Monica, it's
yes.
Your turn. What do you have to say?
I couldn't agree with her more. That's the thing. I think people, we have to go back to the beginning when John was talking about how our bodies got out of balance in the first place in order for us to develop this disease. And it does go to what are you putting in your body? When you put food in your mouth, do you know what it is? Can you pronounce all the ingredients? If the answer is no, you probably shouldn't be putting it in your mouth. And the thing is like we can discipline ourselves with the protocol, but we really have to be conscious about every single area of our lives. And, I'm sorry, repeat that?
Go ahead.
I agree with what Teresa said. And I'm a Google freak. I really am. I know you guys are, see that I'm talking about, listen what I found out about basil. What all the properties about lemons. And fresh food is your friend. Fresh food isn't just there to fill your belly. It's there to make sure your body works properly at its job of, protecting you. So I really encourage people, just Google stuff. I contribute what I can in terms of, coming up with recipes because I happen to love to cook. But the thing is that we live in such a convenient nation that people would rather go out and buy things prepackaged than, go to their local farmer's market or go to their garden or just go to their local grocery store and prepare your own food. But when you do that, you know exactly what you're eating, and you know exactly where it came from, and therefore you don't have to feel as frightened as to how is this going to affect my body. Is this, it, you know, you can actually eat to heal yourself as well as do the protocol, and just help things move a lot quicker and a lot less painful. So that's my
take. Okay. Go ahead. Continue, Monica. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, and Melly and I talked about this, and I hope at some point that as people discover things, that they'll post about what they're eating and coming up with recipes. Because I know one of the things that's, like, kind of scary is, like, am I going to starve while being on the protocol? I can't eat this, and I'm not supposed to have that. What can I eat? So, you know, you guys, as you discover things, post it, share it, you know, because we're all here to support one another. I'm a little concerned that we're saying don't, and we're not including enough do. Like, it's okay. You can learn to like lemons. Put it in your water. I mean, the properties of just lemon juice. And what is it, John? Antifungal, antibacterial, helps promote digestive.
Yeah.
Am I right? I mean,
absolutely.
You can cook with it. You can make salad dressing with it. Olive oil and lemon. Put it together, salt and pepper on your salad. Make it as a marinade. There's no reason for us not to actually get well and actually enjoy the luxury of eating well while we're actually getting well. So I like that's kind of my like own personal platform, if you will. We don't have to starve. We actually can learn to consciously eat well, and not only that, but educate our family. So this you know, if it's begun with you and your family, let it end with you.
This might be a good time for me to. I'm sorry if you're not done. Continue.
No, I'm done. I'm done. No.
This is a good time for me to say that people have to go to our FAQ, and they have to look into diet, and they have to click on the links, and they have to read, because my people suffer from lack of knowledge. And our next teleconference call is going to discuss two things, primarily two things. Diet and cleanliness. That'll be August. But let's let John sum up tonight, and then let's handle any questions on the new vitamins, and then let's handle any questions at all. So, John, take the floor.
Okay, thank you. Well, what a wonderful addition these ladies' input is, because they hit it on the head. If you know, you can take all sorts of things, but if you're sabotaging your progress underneath with the foods that you're putting in, it's like beating your head against the wall. And that's one thing about Mel. He went at this with a Spartan tenacity, and he cleaned up his diet when I told him to get rid of the sugar. It was done, and I didn't have to worry about it. So that is important. We're going to talk about that a lot more next month. But I did want to just mention what a blessing it is that they mentioned that, because it's very important for people to make progress. They don't want to feed into the syndrome. But basically, what we have been able to assemble here is a very powerful family of natural medicines that will help you get control back of your body and have your body working the way it's supposed to, and then we won't have the situation where plant-based pathogens and things that don't normally belong in humans turning up in your body. We worked hard and will continue to work hard to find alternatives and make them available for people, so that we can hopefully, you know, regardless of how things continue to go with the government and the folks who are fundraising for research, regardless of what happens there, we can help people get back control of their life and their productivity and actually maybe even have them have a healthier lifestyle and quality of life than they ever did before. That's my goal. And when I just feel very blessed that we're making the progress that we are, because we are making progress. And these ladies are lights in the darkness. Y'all are awesome. It really is exciting.
Okay, let me say, are there any questions from any of you about the new supplements?
This is Peter. John, I'm not one to take pills, so is there any problem? I haven't done it yet except once or twice. Is there any problem with breaking, I figure it's better, breaking the pills open and adding them to the food as you take it, or do you have to take the pill?
It's fine if you need to do that. You don't want to expose them to heat, so don't add them to hot food.
Oh, okay.
I don't like swallowing pills either, so I actually, what I do with the thymic formula, for example, which are probably the biggest, I will actually take a bite of food and chew it up, and before I swallow it, pop a thymic in there and swallow it down with that mouth full of food in it. I don't even know it's in there.
But you could add the capsules to, let's say, a salad, which is what I've done once or twice, and, you know, I've been on the protocol 3 weeks, and it seems to be working fine, just as long as you don't add heat to them.
Sure.
You know, John, I'm only doing it with the products that have silica or silicone dioxide, because in the past I think I've had a hypersensitivity to it, and I read somewhere where that may fuel the hair follicle aspect of the disease. Where the silicon and the silica that's in the Magnificat, the 8%, I think, where the silica may fuel the hair follicle aspect of the rhizomes, you know, that come out with the disease. So with those two products, rather than take in the silica, I don't know if it's a binding agent in the pills or in the cellulose that contains the product, but I just feel better with those two if I put them on a salad, you know. Anyone that has a silicone extract, can you address that, whether silica and silicone dioxide has any aspect of fueling the disease?
I doubt very seriously that it would have anything to do with fueling the disease. It is a binding agent and, a necessary evil, if you will, in terms of manufacturing the products and having the products be uniform in terms of dosage. Same thing with magnesium stearate. There are companies that are positioning themselves in the marketplace as a marketing gimmick, saying we make our products without magnesium stearate. If you eat a steak, you're literally getting grams of magnesium stearate in it. It is not harmful.
One other quick question in that regard. I noticed the flora and the digestion, and a couple of them don't have the silicone dioxide, and then others do. Is there a reason why some of the capsules have the silicone dioxide and others don't?
Yeah, it's totally dependent on what is in the formulation and what is going to be necessary to have it flow evenly in the manufacturing process, because that's what you're after, is a uniform dose, so that every time you take a pill or a capsule, you're getting the same amount of every ingredient in there.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
that
sure does.
That's Peter, correct?
Yes, it is, Mel.
Okay. John, this is the young man from California that I've talked to you about. Welcome,
awesome.
Peter.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for your question.
God and blessings and strength to all of you. I'll be hopefully getting to know you a lot better as time goes on. But I'm on board. I'm a warrior. There's no quitting this kid. I'm 58, and after I can tell John, I told him when I first picked up that after 3 weeks on the protocol, I still have the skin issues and the purging, but the chronic fatigue is gone, the joint pain is gone, and I can tell, especially since I started the MMS, for those of you out there that are having any questions about it, it's an incredibly powerful health food. I wake up in the morning and I can see where the rhizoles have laid down on my arm. There's I think Teresa or Monica mentioned the white specks that come out. They're in place of the rhizomes. I feel incredibly well. I can tell you that the protocol at my age, I'm not a young man, has just, and I've got the vigor to continue working, and You know, because the purging is always an issue, and that's the most gross, hideous, insidious part of this disease, which I, as a cleanliness nut like Mel, I really struggle with. But, I can tell you the protocol
and
the diet.
Normal people don't clean like Mel.
And the diet, you know, I can't agree more with the diet. I eat a lot of spinach. I worry about iron, getting too much iron, because I think this thing kind of tries to steal oxygen by changing iron. That's why you get tired. When I was initially starting the protocol, I would have trouble getting deep breaths after a purge, and I didn't so much have a Herxheimer where I'd have nausea or headaches. Never had it on the MMS either, but I did have chronic difficulty getting a deep breath and then, you know, just real fatigue. But I found, for those of you out there that are experiencing that, if I get up and take a walk and power through the fatigue factor, and it seems to oxygenate and help get through the Herx a little bit for me. So, and that, once again, as not being a young man, you know, I can't tell you how good I feel again.
That's nice to hear. Are there any other questions about the new products before we open to any questions?
Mel, this is James, also from California. I have a couple quick questions for John.
Go.
Hi, James.
Hey, John. One of the things, a quick question on effects of the supplements on the liver. You know, obviously we're taking a lot of stuff, and the concern is, you know, keep our liver intact. With the liver CS and everything, are these things safe enough long term for our liver to continue to keep taking them?
Yes, absolutely. The Liver CS Plus is actually the second oldest product that we have. It's been around for almost 15 years. And when I started in this business, I actually was running a company that my father founded. And you can read all about him on our website, but he was a pioneer in medicine, and he had hepatitis B in the prime of his career that stopped his practice. And for 8 years, he searched for ways to get his immune system kick-started, and he did it using combinations of nutrients that ended up being what is now our flagship product of our protocol, the Complete Thymic Formula. He founded his company with Complete Thymic Formula, and most of our customers way back then were people with hepatitis. And it became very obvious quickly that they needed help with their liver. So Liver CS Plus was the result of about 18 months of research and collaboration with a whole team of specialists. I collaborated with a naturopathic physician, an Ayurvedic practitioner, a Chinese medicine doctor, and of course my dad at that time. And Liver CS Plus was birthed, and it has been an incredible product for promoting detoxification pathways in the body. It's really very unique, and there's not anything like it out there.
Awesome. My second quick question, John, I won't take too much time, is how often can we deparasite ourselves in 1 year? I know, I think it was either Teresa or Monica said that, with the food that we eat, you know, we probably keep reintroducing ourselves to different parasites at different times. Now, if for a parabolish, for instance, once you go through one, do every 6 months, every 3 months, what do you recommend to re-clean yourself from outside parasites?
Well, first of all, I'll say this. Everyone has parasites. I don't care who they are. Nobody wants to admit it or think about it, but everyone has them. Just like our dogs have them, we have them. But obviously, people with compromised bioterrain, it can get way more out of hand, as some of you can attest. So with the parabolish, this is an individual journey for every person, and there are some people out there that don't really have a tremendous amount of co-infection with parasites, and for them they might just take one bottle and be fine on that front. But other people might take two or three bottles and then start taking quarterly for a year, and then go to 6 months, and then to just maintenance, a year, yearly thing.
Gotcha.
But it's an individual thing. Every person is different. As I've talked with individuals and counsel them along the way, that's what we do. We look at what your individual challenges are.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that it, James?
I have more questions, but that was about the supplements.
Okay. So now, are there any more questions about the supplements? No.
John? John?
Yes.
Hello? It's Deborah. Will the liver cleanse help to, I guess, reverse fatty liver?
Yes, it will.
Yeah. Good.
Hey, John, this is Peter. Can I jump in and make a comment? I have tested for positive antibodies when I was much younger due to a blood donation before they tested for it. And I can tell you that as I was into my first 2 weeks on the protocol using the liver product, that I would get what I consider a form of a Herx, where I would get the pains that I used to get occasionally when I'm a recovering alcoholic of 13 years when I drank. But I can tell you that after moving through the pains, it's almost like I went backwards. My liver just, I've lost weight in that area. I think I had some fluid distension on the right side. That's gone away. So my liver seems to have rejuvenated tremendously. So I can only say it's got to be a result of that product.
Praise God. That's wonderful. You know, the product is, it's really, as I said, it's unique because it combines Ayurvedic, Chinese herbs, and traditional liver support herbs, but it also has liver glandular in it. So
I saw that. That's really interesting.
That's the plus.
Yeah.
That's why we call it Liver CS Plus. It stands for Liver Cleanse and Support Plus. And the plus is the glandular support. There's no other way to introduce that information to the body, but with the glandular material contains RNA and DNA and the protein in there. There's no herb that can deliver that to the body. And when you get it in there, the liver goes to work, and it encourages regeneration.
I just thought James would take comfort in knowing that it can't do anything but benefit because, you know, having hepatitis C is serum, and I think it's caused problems for me all my life. I feel that those problems are reversing because of that, so I wouldn't have any worries, James.
Well, even today, by far, our biggest following is in the hepatitis community. It's kind of, you know, how the company was started, and we've helped a lot of people in that area.
Okay, we are going to open up now to any questions from anyone about anything. Deborah.
Yes, darling. I going back to my question before we started, and you're all so articulate and wonderful. I just have to thank you all. You all sound like very, very professional radio talk show hosts. Anyway, I just got the MMS, and Mel, as you know, I'm going to be going on vacation, and since I've had a lot of herxing from medications and stuff in the past, I kind of want to take it slow, and I started the protocol as far as the supplements. But I'm waiting till I get back to do the MMS. However, with the MMS, I'm not sure about how to go about mixing it and how to get the drops, like a drop or less, in the packaging that was delivered. So I want to make sure I don't take too much to start. So I could use a little guidance on that.
Okay, well, first let me say that when we get close, we usually talk, and we go over it. But I'm going to do it with you.
Okay, thank
you. Those little bottles will allow individual drops to come out if you don't squeeze too hard.
Got it.
Okay, so if you can start with one drop of each. Now, this is very important. In at least 4 to 6 ounces of very cold water.
Okay.
Don't look at it and don't smell it. Just drink it. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll stay there for a whole week and only at night before bed. And then you'll go ahead and try 2 drops of each. Let it sit for a minute. add 6 ounces of ice cold water. Don't look at it, don't smell it, just drink it. And you continue to add a drop every week until you curse my name.
Never.
Hey, Mel? Hey, Mel?
Yes, I'm
when you
sorry.
When you say let it sit for a minute, you literally mean let it sit for a minute, don't you? Because doesn't it have to react?
The 50-50% solution supposedly coagulates immediately. But I started off the old school, and we used to wait 3 minutes. So I just tell everybody, just sit for a minute. Let it work. Because, you see, what you're trying to do is you're trying to escort this product down into your stomach where it will formulate a gas. So if you let it sit for a minute, you're just making it, allowing it to reach its potential.
Can you let it sit
but
too long, Mel?
Most people complain about the way it looks and the way it smells. So I tell them to use ice cold water, plenty of it. Don't look at it. Don't smell it. Just drink it.
Oh, yeah, what's
it
the cold water? I'm just curious. Is there a reason for cold water?
Cold water. Cold water is much better because it doesn't smell as bad in cold water.
Okay, okay.
And you don't want to stick your nose down to see if Uncle Mel's right and it stinks.
Can you let it sit too long, Mel?
Hold your nose. I can't say that enough. Hold your nose until you get used to it. Just hold your nose and keep drinking, keep drinking, keep drinking. Hold your nose.
Now, Deborah, I'm going to say something, and I hope it's not personally directed at you.
Okay. Okay.
In the very beginning, or maybe 6 months after the website was formulated, first came a post called The Sum of the Parts. That's S-U-M, which means everything all together, as opposed to some, S-O-M-E, of
right.
the parts. Now, we recommend that someone starts the vitamins for at least 2 weeks to a month before they start on MMS.
Yeah, that's what I'm
once
doing anyway,
them,
so it's working out fine.
Once they get their molecular silver, they start shooting that first thing in the morning, and a certain percentage of people actually love it because they get energy from it.
Oh, wait, so you could do the molecular silver without the MMS? Do the molecular silver and a supplement?
You're supposed to do the molecular silver for 2 weeks prior to starting.
Okay, I didn't know that.
So you could start it because it won't ever make you nauseous or anything. And it's wonderful for helping clear the bronchial tubes and making that breathing a little bit easier.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize everybody has trouble breathing. Wow, this thing's really something.
Okay, so that's okay. That's why they call me Whistler.
Yeah, the breathing.
Oh, I started whistling to pump oxygen into my body when I was really ill. John will tell you. He used to hang up on me, and I would start whistling before the phone disconnected.
Oh, God.
He's laughing. All
right. My concern is none of this stuff is supposed to get hot, right? So I'm going, this is just personal, I'm going to the beach, and it's very hot here in Washington. We just had power out for a week. And I could be in a car for 4 or 5 hours to Delaware, you know, even with an ice bag, and I'm just concerned that the stuff will go bad. I don't know how to get around that.
If you have a cooler, if you have a cooler, small,
mm-hmm.
tiny little cooler, and it holds ice, you could put some ice in this big Ziploc freezer bag, and then
right.
you could put in the caps of your vitamins and keep them in there.
Yeah. Happened to
right.
me already.
But I wish you a lot of luck. Like I said, when you get ready to come home, you need to get a hold of me.
I will.
We'll spend more time together.
Sounds good.
Are there any more questions from anybody out there?
Yeah, Mel, Peter asked a good question.
Yeah, can you let it sit too long, the MMS?
Can you what?
Is it possible, you know, I've been going by your formula, 3 minutes, then wait, add the water, and need 30 seconds, you know, 6 ounces of water. I don't mind the taste or smell. Matter of fact, a little bit of a burn that I get, sometimes I'll just test it will actually clear my sinuses. I think I might have biofilm in my sinuses, and it'll
clear
them up a little bit. And then afterwards, I'll feel better. Maybe sneeze a couple times, which I haven't done since I've gotten the disease, and that almost feels good. But can you let it sit too long? Was my question.
I would never let it sit past 10 or 15 minutes.
No, I mean, you just stick to 2 or 3 minutes, basically, and then move forward with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, once you let it sit for a minute and you add the water, man, just go for it.
And it'll turn a gold
for
those of you out there that haven't used it yet. It'll turn a gold.
And the more you get into the MMS, the better you're going to feel. And I think
I can tell you, Mel, that I've broken your rule, and I've increased a drop every couple of days because I haven't had any symptoms of any illness. I've only felt better in the morning, so I've increased.
Yeah, well, let me.
Well,
I'm going to tell you how I feel about that. Fools rush in, and those who try to rush through the protocol wind up staying here longer and or coming back.
Somehow I knew you would say that. That's why I wanted to throw it out there for all to hear.
I'm glad you're putting it in public because I got...
Oh, go ahead. Let them have it, dear. Please, give it to them.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Just do what he says because, you know, you will pay for it if you don't. But I know I did what you did early, you know, early when I was beginning. This was, you know, late last year. And... just don't. That's all I can say. Just don't. Go back to where you're supposed to be in terms of your drops and just stick to it. Just stick to it. Because you don't want to max out too soon.
Yeah. Well, I knew I was going to hear that, but like I said, I wanted everybody.
I'm glad you're telling us this way because he's being nice compared to what I got. I'm
saying.
Mel's favorite words are slow and steady. Slow and steady. Many times.
Can I add something in?
please, take the floor.
Okay. I'm trying to bite my tongue. But here's the thing. We have been sick for a very, very long time. We're not just talking about Morgellons. You've been sick with allergies. You've been sick with a lot of other things. I know I have. Mm-hmm. I had chronic fatigue. I was pre-diabetic. I had asthma. I had bronchitis. I had fibromyalgia. I was sick. So I didn't get sick overnight. So I'm not going to get better overnight. This biofilm that has developed in my body is like cement. You cannot hammer through cement quickly. You have to take your time. This is your body. This is your temple. You have to respect it. You have to allow it to reset itself. You have to allow it to rebalance itself. And so trying to rush through the protocol is going to bring you misery. And the other thing that I hear a lot is people whining about, you know, the diet, or whining about, you know, the supplements, or whining about, you know, taking the MMS. Listen, here's your option. Be sick. I could tell you for myself, it's like being a little bit pregnant. I don't want to be a little bit pregnant. I don't want to be a little bit sick with Morgellons. I want this thing gone. And the blessing has been for me that not only is this going, but I'm not diabetic anymore. I was 100 pounds overweight. I have lost 84 pounds.
Oh, amen.
Okay.
Woo! Go, girl. You're fabulous.
The chronic fatigue is, you know, lifting. The fibromyalgia is lifting. I'm not on any medications. So the blessing in doing this the right way is that you will not only heal your Morgellons, you will heal your body totally. So you know what? If that's what it's going to take, I will take my MMS, hold my breath, and take it down. There are babies. There are animals taking massive doses of MMS, and they're doing it. Why, as adults, are we complaining about something that has been gifted to us by God to cure what is ailing us? I'm sorry. That's just my take on it.
Speaking about the dog, is there anyone that could write on the forum the instructions on how to treat your dog? Because I have an old English sheepdog that's got many issues. Irritable bowel.
The answer is yes.
And all that stuff, and I don't know where to begin, and I don't want to get them sicker. So.
That's okay. We'll get a post up there in a day or two about that. But
great.
In the meantime, you can go to the Hope and Inspiration section and tell them to research.
I read about the dog. Yeah, I forget the dog's name.
That's
my dog. She is 17 years old, and she is taking her MMS. I have three dogs. They're all on the MMS. They take various parts of the protocol. She has other issues that she's dealing with, but I can tell you, 17 years old, the vet is amazed that she is as spry as she is. So, you know, again, with them, just like us, you take it a little bit at a time, and their bodies will heal. Their bodies will probably heal a lot quicker than ours will heal. But I can tell you I'm not afraid of trying something that I know is going to help. I'd rather die trying than die not doing anything.
I'm with
you. You know, that's where the warrior spirit comes in. I'm going to die trying. I'm going to give it everything I got. I don't care if it takes me out dying trying, but I'm going to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, listen, I've been there itching. I was ready to take myself out. I could not deal with this disease. So the stuff that I have to deal with now, listen, I would take it in a heartbeat, because the benefits are so great. They are such a blessing. Those who have found this website, there are so many scams out there.
Oh, my God,
people will take your money. You read these websites, there are horror stories on there. They're talking about, you know, this is GMO and it's space aliens and it's this and it's that. You will drive yourself insane. And so to find Mel, to find John, to find this website, to find a protocol that actually works, listen, I'm all in. That's all
I
have.
I like that term. I'm a poker player. I like that all in.
Yeah, you have to be all in with this, though. You have to be. Because being all out...
Hey, quick question for everybody. Does anybody have a hissing in their head? I have a hissing, and it seems to be louder when it seems like the disease is manifesting or trying to break out. And then when I'm feeling good and strong, the hissing subsides. I'm just wondering if I'm the only one experiencing that.
Are you describing tinnitus in your ear, like buzzing in your ear?
It's not ringing in my ear. It's more an overall hiss that's all up and down the backside of my head, like it's inside my brain.
Oh, wow.
Anyone else have that? I've never had that. James, did you say you had it?
This is James. Yeah. What's going on with me? I make it really short. I've been with Mel for about a year on this website. I went ahead and tested myself for a whole bunch of stuff. I got an LNMD that just found out I had Borrelia, so I did positive. Tested positive for Lyme. And that does have some effects in your head and headaches in your neck. And so I would get myself tested just to rule it out and make sure it's not another co-infection that you're dealing with.
Okay. Well, Savior Mel is going to help me in about 3 months, I hope, with that, with the cost of the test. He said he would. God bless him.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you.
You'll send me an email. So on where you got the testing, so I can use it, James, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll send you all my information.
Thanks, James.
Good.
I add something in? I think the other important aspect of this is the emotional aspect of this. You know, this stuff affects you emotionally. You know, it's killing your body, it's eating away at you, and it really does have a huge emotional impact on you. The depression, the anxiety, I mean, it's just part of this whole thing. And the more you stick on the protocol, the more you eat clean, that will lift. So I think there's, you know, that part of it, especially when you start out, I was terrified. you know, I was just straight up terrified. And I'm not terrified anymore. I wasn't like this, you know, in the beginning.
No, you weren't.
Exactly. Monica could tell you. I was terrified. Mel could tell you. I was terrified. But there was something in me that just said, I got to do this. No matter what, I have to do this.
That's what the something is. When you make the decision, you want to live, people.
Absolutely.
This is a fight. I mean, you know, Teresa and I have known each other for a very long time. This is a community. You're not by yourself. Mel is here for you. If you need to talk to either me or Teresa or anyone, we're right here. There's no reason why anyone should feel alone. If, you know, this is very formal. We're doing a conference call. But, you know, you can call one of us. You can email us. Just get the information from Mel. Mel knows this. If you're ready to work, if you're ready to do this, you're ready to beat this thing, you have people here cheering you on, here to answer questions for you, cry with you if you need to cry, scream, be upset. But at the end of it, at the end of the emotional part, you got to be ready to get back up and keep fighting.
Amen.
And that's what we're all here to do, win. We're here to win. We're here to win ourselves back. Win our lives back and win our families back and enjoy things again. It's absolutely possible. Mel's a living, breathing example of that. And I'm very much on my way to being the same way. And, you know,
I say to myself, I am battle hardened. I am battle hardened. I am battle hardened. And it seems to work.
That's right. That's right.
I just had a question about MMS. It's a really quick one. How far apart from your dinner you have to take it?
Be taking MMS with your Bactrim or natural antibiotic and or with your MSM tablet at night just before bed. Most people do not eat and go to sleep. That's not healthy.
Okay. I usually eat dinner like around 9, so should I take it
like... What time do you go to bed?
Like 10:30.
I don't see any problem whatsoever.
Okay.
Maybe you should eat just move a dinner to 8:30. Can you do that?
Yeah, I will have to come home earlier, but yeah.
Yeah, you should move dinner to 8:30 and give your body a full 2 hours to ingest the vitamins and proteins and all the good stuff that was in dinner. And then you can take a little nighttime kill the bugs medicine.
Okay, great.
Any other questions?
Go ahead.
One at a time. Say your name and ask your question.
This is Peter. John, real quick. I like to eat shrimp because I don't have to worry about any GMO aspects of shrimp. Trisodium phosphate is the only ingredient in the shrimp that I get. It's frozen so I can piece it out. Is there a problem with the trisodium phosphate in any way, to your knowledge?
Well, it's not ideal, but that's what they use to preserve it. And I don't think you're going to, unless you go out and catch them yourself, I don't think you're going to get around that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is James. One more question for you, John, and a quick comment that I should say on Mel's protocol. Before I got to this point, I was suicidal and I was thinking about killing myself, taking my life. I'm going to be honest about it. Well, I stuck through the protocol and I haven't for 2 or 3 months now, I have not had any crawling or any biting or anything. I was lucky enough never developed the skin rash. I still purge. I have all the, you know, specks coming out and the fibers and all that stuff, but I never have to. Skin lesions and crawling is gone, and I credit that to Mel's protocol and Mel and John's protocol. And I also should say I'm seeing an LLMD, which the day that I saw her, she actually pretty much presented me the same exact protocol that John and Mel are giving you. So this is this is something that works. Obviously, the other people are using it elsewhere. A quick question for you, John, on antibiotics and complications with MMS. Obviously, we're taking it orally. Oral antibiotic works with MMS. We haven't had any problem.
but do you think IV antibiotics or MMS would cause any problems or complications with IV antibiotics, or would be the same?
Really, the only difference is the IV antibiotics bypass the liver, so you know there wouldn't be any difference as far as efficacy. If anything, you just have less stress on the liver.
Okay.
It would be a lot more expensive route to go, too.
That's good news. Thanks.
And unnecessary, I might add. It's not necessary.
I see. Now, when I'm talking about IV antibiotics, I'm talking about Lyme in this situation. You know, my case is a little bit more complicated. So I was recommended to go on IV because my Lyme gone neural, so I'm having neural Lyme right now that I'm dealing with, other than other symptoms. So that was
From that perspective, it'd be fine. It would not make any complications.
Okay, awesome. Good to know.
I know that was a big question for you, James.
I know. We talked about it.
Hey, Teresa or Monica, what's the dose? You know, the MSN comes in different dosages, and I picked up 1,000 milligrams, it says, on the bottle 3 times a day. What's a good dose? You know, like I'm 5 months into this disease, 6 months into this disease, maybe longer, I might add it. But what's a good dosing?
I use the powdered version of the sulfur. Mm-hmm. So I actually use a quarter teaspoon, 1 to 2 times a day.
Can you
give
me
probably idea? More like 2,000 milligrams.
Okay.
So all that's right. Me.
Yeah, okay, thank you. No, that helps.
I would take a tablet at 10:30 and a tablet at bedtime.
Okay, thanks, Mel. That's what I've been doing, so that affirms that. Thanks.
Yeah, most people who take MSM and say it doesn't work don't ever take enough. You do need at least 2,000 milligrams a day.
I was just about to say, I mean, when I take it, I immediately feel my sinuses clear up, and because I have allergies and, you know, I live in New York City, I immediately feel my sinuses clear up. I feel like this huge surge of energy. My joints don't feel as creaky and stuck. I feel it immediately. I guess that's why I'm taking the powder version, because, yeah, we do take a lot of pills. So when I found out that there was a powder version, I was like, woo, I'm going
that.
With
that. Wow.
Yeah.
You can always switch from pills to powder, but it sounds like you want to do a commercial for them, kid.
Are you talking to me now? Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am, I'm talking to you.
I would do a commercial, gosh darn it. I'm telling you, after a while, you're like, if I had to choke down one more pill, I don't know what. So, yeah, variety is the spice of life, people. Variety is the spice of life.
Can I ask one other general question on the purging?
Certainly
the purging
can.
That I have seems to be, of course, the arthropods, which are insects, and they definitely move.
I had that
but
too.
But then the spores, which I've read online, the many parts of the forum, which I'm also experiencing, which gives me hope because they've gone from black to more white now, which I think Monica or Teresa have spoke of. That means they're dying off or you're getting ahead. But it seems like...
When they go from black to white, they go from live to dead. White is terrific.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing a lot more of that, Mel. But my question is, on the black spores that I'm missing, you know, because mostly they're coming out of my hands and arms, but, you know, I'll feel a biting sensation, less of it since I've been on the protocol, but the ones that I don't seem to get, there seems that the spores, not the live arthropods, will actually lock into the skin and try to start another lesion. Has anyone else realized that? And is, like, I know the coconut oil helps, but, you know, how do you guys deal with the spores that you can't see, those of you that are purging the spores? And is anyone else experiencing where the ones you don't get right away that aren't arthropods have a tendency to lock into the skin?
I'm not sure what you mean by locking into the skin, but recently I've broken out on my face, and it feels like there's glass underneath, and then, like, they're all, like, in a cluster. And it's then when I finally kind of, I've had to pick it out, it's that kind of white, plasticky, kind of almost like egg white stuff that's like a little bit harder. And when
that's
I was purging, when I've been on antibiotics and other, killing them, it's turned into like like a dandruff.
These will actually lock into the skin, and if you don't get them quickly, they will. In my case, you cannot get them. Then it's like
you can't get them out. That's what you're saying. You can't get it out.
Locks in, and then it has a tendency.
Ad magnificine.
Yeah, that helps. Right. I mean, I've been on therapeptase for a while before this protocol. Supposedly, that helps.
Well, here's the thing. I've been taking recently MMS Bav, and it's just the best thing in the world. So that will loosen up, yes, because you will have the specs that will kind of come to the surface, and then they're kind of stuck there. And
yeah,
if you dig
them
out, you wind up with a lesion. And
That's it. We are talking about the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, so I have scars from lesions. The good thing is, they will go away.
So just
when
leave
you use
them
enough
alone
of the,
is what you're saying. Leave them alone. If you can't get it.
No, well, listen. What I'm saying is there's things you can do to get them out. The coconut and the olive oil spread all over your skin will help loosen them out. But the MMS baths will definitely pull that stuff out of your skin.
How are you measuring that?
Yeah, how much MMS in the bath?
Okay, let me stop everybody right here. When we talk to people about MMS baths, it's usually after they've been on the MMS protocol for 3 months.
Gotcha.
The reason being, and of course I know what I talk about is I experience things. If you get into an MMS bath before you have everything running in your body properly, you could faint from what's through your skin the first time. Now, what Teresa S. failed to mention is that I didn't tell her the MMS bath protocol until she got to how many drops, young lady?
I'm on 23 drops now.
Thank you very much. I didn't tell her until she got to 20 drops because now she's prepared for what might happen. So she will not faint and drown, and I get sued and caught up.
Well, okay.
People have to be ready for certain things. Again, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Anyhow,
yeah.
Let's get baby steps. Let's take some baby steps, and then at 20 drops, you can ask any question directly on the phone, and I'll give you the answer. Let's get people on the way to recovering before we put them in a situation that might either terrorize them or actually make them faint.
Right.
End of story for now.
In terms of feeding the skin, I hope everybody understands the best way to go about doing that is right after you get out of the bath or the shower, because you know your skin can absorb the coconut oil and olive oil a lot quicker and do its job better. So you know, keep that in mind. It's just like, you know, any other time when you moisturize your skin, you're just using a very specific kind of moisturizer. Use it after you've taken your bath or your shower. Directly.
This doesn't stain your clothes or your sheets, the olive oil and the coconut oil?
The pores of the skin are open from the heat of the shower or the bath, it makes it easier for the stuff to be ingested right in the pores. That makes it easier for the biofilm and the nasties that are giving you a tough time to come back out.
Okay.
You're creating a lubricated vehicle for them to move through.
Right.
After the heat of a bath or a shower, when the pores are most receptive, is when you should use the melted virgin coconut oil. I mean, I put it on my skin all the time. I love the way it interacts with the skin. And I know there's nothing wrong with me because nothing comes crawling out of me.
It's me, yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Bob.
Extensive test to see if there's anything wrong. When stuff stops coming out of you, when you're using coconut oil as a moisturizing cream, you are really getting healthy. Girls?
Yes?
Yes.
Can I ask Can I ask one last question of John? John, what about food products that have lactic acid? I know you avoid dairy, and I avoid it absolutely. A good substitute for everybody out there is almond drink. Of course, you get the unsweetened. If you get the sweetened, it has 6 grams of sugar, and you'll feel the difference. You'll see it on your skin and the nasties. But is there any problem with lactic acid? What I like to do is buy garlic, okay, supplement my food with some garlic, because I know that's a good natural antibiotic. But the only garlic that I can find other than fresh, and you know, I don't like messing with it, I just like to pop it out of the bottle, has lactic acid and citric acid. I don't worry about the citric acid, but any problem with the lactic acid?
Oh, not really. I mean, lactic acid is a byproduct of the pyruvate cycle in metabolism in the body, and the citric acid cycle. So it's certainly in your body in adequate amounts. So small amounts of it is incidental to what you're taking. I don't think it's going to be a big issue.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions this evening?
Yes, I have a question. My name is Radiance Mary Beth, and I would ask about the oxygen pills. I've heard that those are good to take, and I've taken some. They seem to help, but I just wondered if that's okay with the protocol. Would that mess up the protocol, or what are your feelings about that?
My thoughts about them are that I was offered and given to them by one research scientist who hasn't talked to me since the day I opened the website. And I found that they had absolutely no effect in helping me. And I would defer the question to John. I don't really know how they would interact with the protocol. They're not necessary. It's a lot less expensive to learn to whistle.
What are they, Mel? I'm not familiar with the
Well, why don't you describe the label, ma'am, and we'll have John give us his best opinion.
Okay, here. Brand name is Oxpaline. OPALINE, and it's dry oxy.
Right. Who recommended that you get this?
From Bulgarian Research Org, Mark Newman.
Ah.
That Magellan research thing.
Yeah. John, what do you think? I tried them, and they were given to me by free for between 2006 and 2008 on a regular basis. A female PhD researcher, quote unquote, and this didn't help. Okay, I think that once you get on this protocol, you're going to find that all the things that aren't working are probably going to be addressed some way. In the complexity and the uniformity of this protocol. So you might be spending money that's not necessary, and certainly taking them alone is not going to do much good.
Well,
If you want to, ma'am, and you can email me the ingredients in the bottle, I can pass it on to John, and I can respond with a more intelligent opinion.
It just says stabilized oxygen, and then it's gel caps and after rice powder.
Well, I'm
and
saying 135
milligram tablets.
I know what they are.
What I was going to say, Mel, is if it's a stabilized oxygen product, it's an oxidative therapy. That's exactly what MMS is. It's an oxidative therapy.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I'm not saying it's the same ingredient because I don't know the product. I have no idea what's in it. But that is the same concept.
All is stabilized oxygen is what it says.
Right.
Well, you can't make oxygen. It's got to have a carrying agent. You can't have stabilized oxygen.
It says rice powder.
Rice powder?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll have to withhold judgment until I'm able to actually look it up and see what it is. But I will say this, you're getting the same effect with MMS if you're doing Mel's protocol.
Okay. Thank you.
Send me the ingredients. It's my email address, which is in the forum letter. I will be glad to send it to John, rediscuss it, and get in touch with you. How's that?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
May I ask a question?
You may. What is your name?
My name is Nancy. I've never been on before, and I, quite frankly, I have to be honest, I just got on 2 seconds ago, and I don't know what your protocol is, but I do have a question about diatomaceous clay as a cleansing of the body to help facilitate healing.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I think it's great.
Did I take that one, John?
Sure.
Monica. You're talking about food grade DE or food grade diatomaceous earth? Okay. I've been taking it for a very, very long time. And as both Mel and John will tell you, because I've been taking it prior to the protocol and also as part of my own personal protocol, I haven't experience as much herxing. It does clean the system. It does do everything that it says that it's supposed to do. I'm a huge fan of it. I post about it all the time in the forum. So do you have a very specific question about it, or was that just it?
Well, I just started taking it, and my sister-in-law expressed a concern that she was wondering if the body would be able to cleanse all of the clay out, or if it would get caught in the large intestine at some point.
You're taking the food grade, right?
Correct. Food grade diatomaceous.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Just make sure you're taking lots of water.
Okay.
I mean, it can have a little bit of a drying effect on the body, but everything should move through quite nicely, and I'm sure you've had that experience many times.
I have.
Now.
In fact, I've never had such a good
yeah.
processing, if you will.
Yes. Just make sure you keep yourself hydrated with water all the time.
Yes, I do drink as much as I can of water. I am not suffering to the extent that I think some people are. I do have these sores on my body that heal and then reappear and heal and then reappear. I also soak in something called Miracle 2 soap that some of you may have heard of. And I use the neutralizer as well that comes from them. And I also drink a lot of Knudsen organic grape juice. And, pardon?
Sugar. Should avoid the sugar.
Avoid sugar, yeah. I've heard that. And you think avoiding it even with the organic grape juice because there's no sugar added?
I found that whenever I have juices that have sugar in them, I feel worse and it flares up. So absolutely. Except for lemons and limes. You know, I add lemons and limes to water, to distilled water.
And can I add something in? Again, this whole issue about diet, you have yeast and fungus. It doesn't matter if it's natural sugar or not. You have to eliminate sugar. Sugar,
that's right.
Period.
That's right. Completely.
Got it.
You know, so in the juices, in the foods, everything. The only thing I use right now as a sweetener is 100% natural stevia. And I use that when I make my freshly squeezed lemon and lime juice, and I put the stevia in it. I mean, you can cook with stevia. You can do a lot of things with stevia. But just because it's coming from a natural source, your body right now is overwhelmed. You cannot handle the sugar. So sugar's a no-no. I don't care where it's coming from.
When I first started, ma'am, I was eating bananas because on the protocol page it indicates that bananas are good alkalizing food on the diet section, but
right.
I found that even the small amount of sugar in a banana would once
right.
again flare me up. So what the other, and I don't know who that was, I apologize, I haven't got to let you know everybody's names yet, this is Peter, but I mean, just you got to eliminate sugar, not even 1, not 2 grams, because it just makes a big difference in the flaring up, no matter what the source.
And as far, so fruit is really up, what you're saying, fruit.
Fruit
for now, yes, it's not forever.
Limes and lemons early on, yeah.
Let's yeah, in the beginning.
Thanks. Ma'am, what is your name?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, what is your name?
My name is Nancy.
Okay, Nancy, this is your first time. Let me say that we have an FAQ section, and we have a great deal of talk in that FAQ section, which talks about it's just the best thing for beginners after the welcome letter in the forum.
Yes.
Our next teleconference call is going to be strictly on cleanliness and diet. And I think that it would be beneficial to you to eat a little.
Yeah.
And then you'll have some really concise questions. And if you have anything else you want to ask now, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
If you're not on a wellness protocol, rebuilding your body, then you'll never beat our disease. Go ahead.
Okay. I need to learn more about that protocol because I do know that the sugar is a problem. I guess my other question is meat in our bodies also turns to sugar. And I know that. But the question is, so what do you eat? Because so much of what we eat is, in fact, polluted. And the body responds to different things. I find I can eat fish better than I can eat most things. Or an organic free-range chicken, you know, better than most things. Beef, it can be a problem because of what they put in the beef. And maybe even eating bison is better because I don't think they add, although I don't know this for a fact, but I would hope that they don't add a lot of chemicals to those animals. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Bison is much cleaner.
Yeah. And so I've been doing that. My husband also enjoys it as well. And fruits and vegetables, I mean, we are really trying to do an organic garden in our house and do, you know, not fruits, but some vegetables, grow a lot of vegetables. And my other question is honey, bee honey, natural bee honey, the honeycomb, is that out too?
Somebody posted on Maruka honey, and that's the only honey that I've
seen did.
Acceptable.
That was,
who's that, Monica? Was that you, Monica?
Yeah.
So other than that, honey's out.
Where do you get the Maruka honey from? Because I know that's very hard to find.
Monica, I don't know.
Go ahead, John.
No, this is Peter. I was going to say, Monica, I haven't got it yet. I just saw your posting on it. That's a good question.
Okay.
Where do you get it?
I'm sorry. Okay, so health food stores.
Okay.
And also online. I mean, I'm you know, Stacy's not here anymore, but I have the luxury of living in New York City, so I do have access to, you know, mom and pop health food stores and also to Whole Foods.
We have Whole Foods here in D.C. too. They carry it.
Yeah. So or online, people, you know, anything can be shipped to you these days. Just do your research and, you know, really find out to make sure it's actually Maruka honey, and there you go.
Can I call you Google Gal from now on, Monica? It's Peter. Can I call you
Google
Gal?
Sure, not a problem.
I email you.
All right, listen up,
Google Gal.
We're running into the second full hour, and we know that the new people normally don't have the kind of retention span, even when it's re-listening to these calls. Which, no matter how many of us attend these calls, I want you to know that every month 3,000 or better people listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to be back in last month with a teleconference call dedicated to diet and cleanliness. I'd like to ask our guests if they have any closing thoughts. Steph, Miss Teresa?
Yes. Well, again, I just think this is such a blessing that God has gifted me, you know, this opportunity to change my life completely. I believe that, you know, there's something big going on. And people you know, I used to look at this as a curse. Now I really look at this as a blessing. It's a wake-up call. I've been called to live my life more consciously. I can no longer live with my head in the sand. And the beautiful part about it is that there are people like Mel and John and Monica and others that are out there that are also waking up to the call to live their lives more consciously and more aware. I can't live my life the way I did before. Now I have to make conscious choices. My diet is a conscious choice. Being healthy is a conscious choice. So, you know, this is such a blessing. So if I have to take some pills and some MMS and I have to change my diet and I can't eat sugar right now, it's not forever. It's for right now. We're so into instant gratitude in our society. And I just, you know, I come across this all the time. People want to know, how did you lose all that weight? You must have been sick. No, I made a conscious choice to change my diet. And so when they hear it wasn't the lap band or bypass surgery or some miracle pill, I see the glazed look come in their eyes because they don't want to hear about diet. They're not trying to work that hard. And this you're going to have to work hard at. But the benefit is your life will be so much different. You will have a completely different life. You cannot stay the same and go through this process. But that's a choice. You can choose to remain the same, but, you know, you're going to have what you have. So I'm just so blessed that, you know, God called me, and I chose to step up to his call. And anyone who steps up to his call, you will be blessed. It's so worth it.
Amen, Monica.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you.
Teresa.
Teresa, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Teresa, thank you.
Getting everybody confused. I can't imagine why. Monica, do you have any parting thoughts?
I do. You know, I want to tell you guys something. You know, I was reflecting the other day. I was at work, and I realized that I am a little bit past a year when I first started having my Morgellons symptoms, and I just kind of did a quick sort of like recap of what it was like in the very beginning when I didn't know what was wrong with me to what it is like right now. And I was thinking how every single pop of a pill, how every single, you know, dosage of MMS, how, you know, keeping it strict to the protocol. I have a little alarm that go off that let me know when I'm supposed to be taking something on my phone and how it's been worth it. I think about how this time last year I wasn't sleeping because I was being bitten and itching all the time and not knowing what was wrong with me compared to what's going on right now, which my biggest complaint is, oh, my God, I wish my skin would go ahead and finish, stop purging. You know, everybody, we think that we want things kind of like a silver bullet and you want to be done with it immediately. When we think about how long it's taking your body to get in the state that it's in, 18 months is nothing compared to having the rest of your life. It's nothing. And it really, when you have those moments, when you really put it in perspective, you're only being asked to commit to yourself in this protocol for 18 months to really stick to it, to get well, and to really shift the rest of your life after, you know, you've done your 18 months. Continue to promote your healthy bioterrain by staying on the supplement. I mean, it's such a blessing. It's no time. You're not being asked for a lot when you look at the big picture. How long it took you to get sick, to get to this point. Mel's saying, stick with me for 18 months. Stick with yourself for 18 months, and the rest of your life is going to be completely changed. It's not a sacrifice. It's really a blessing. Teresa's right. It's a blessing. And, you know, I want all of you to know that at some point you're going to get right where I'm at right now, and you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll realize what was horrible yesterday, you know, can be magnificent within just a few short months, So, you know, I want everybody to know that it's not a lot of time you're being asked for. It's the rest of your life,
that you're being given. And that's all I have to say about that.
Could I ask you a question, Monica?
Sure.
This is Nancy again. Are you the one that said that you had taken the clay prior to doing the protocol?
That is correct.
Okay. I would love to talk with you further. Is that a possibility?
Now?
Now or at another more convenient time?
Now?
No.
What?
Nancy, listen to me, Nancy. You go to the forum and read the welcome letter as my email address. You send me your phone number. I pass it on to Miss Monica.
You got hours
request to talk to Monica, and you can forward it.
Right, and I give it to Monica, and she can talk to you.
And you got
what
hours
is your
reading
what is your email address? Because I don't have that.
In the forum welcome letter.
Okay.
Go read the forum is what Mel says. You got hours of reading to do, Nancy. There's hours and hours all the way back to 2009, 2008, and Monica and Teresa will break down their whole experience. It's just uplifting the strength that these two gals have, as is Peter, and it's just unbelievable. It's the best time you'll ever invest, and that's what Mel told me to do early on, and I can't thank him enough. That's what it takes. That's the best place to start is read the forum.
Got it. Okay.
John, do you have anything to say in our ending tonight?
Well, I'll tell you this. These ladies are so inspirational. And every time I hear them talk, I can't help but point out that there's the Apostle Paul in the letter to the church in Romans. He urged the baby Christians, the new baby church, to be no longer conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And if I've ever seen two people that are living that out and doing that, it's them. It's unbelievable. And they are inspirational, and they're light in the darkness. And people need to take note and follow in their tracks, because they're being used very powerfully. And I guess, you know, I had when we began this little journey tonight, I had intended to suggest that we begin with a brief prayer, but since I didn't do that, I'm gonna suggest that we end that way. Unless you have any objection to that, Mel.
No, but I think that I'd like to run my minute and then let you lead us in prayer.
Good.
Okay. Nancy, you're very welcome here, but I ask all newcomers to please read. My people suffer from lack of knowledge. There's so many wonderful stories on this website of people who have done well. The questions that you're going to ask us are answered all throughout the website in ways that are made easy. We have FAQs. We have a welcome letter that gives you an outline on where to go to learn how to get what you want first. So read a little, and then you'll email me, and you and I will talk, and you and Monica will talk.
Wonderful. But, thank you.
You're welcome. Teresa S. And yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just said God bless
Teresa
you, Mel,
S.
Peter.
Welcome, Peter. Teresa S. and Monica proclaim them the new wave of warriors. Why? Why these two? Well, they remind me of me. You see, they told me I was going to die. And I didn't have the choices that you people make. So I listened to what John taught me, and I developed a protocol that works. And now I have girls who come along, and life means every bit as much to them as it does to me. And they'll do anything to get well. And they write about it almost every single week on the website, all the new people, to see exactly what they can experience if they embrace the protocol and the sacrifices that you must make if you really want to get well. So, until next time, next month, when I think Teresa S. and I are going to battle the virtues of cleanliness, and of course we're going to talk tons about diet, God bless each and every one of you. Hope you all get well soon. John?
Thank you, Mel. Love each and every one of you guys, and I want you to know that we are praying for you, and we're excited about the progress that you're making and are going to make. So keep us posted, and call on us. We're here to support you. We do care. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, I just want to praise you and thank you for our time together tonight. And I had intended to pray at the beginning of this and ask for you to make this time profitable and just work and move through it, and you have done so, and I just want to thank you for that. Lord, I want to lift up each and every person who has tuned in to this call and those who will in the future. Lord, I just ask, I thank you for bringing them across this path and bringing them into this path of light that you have fashioned. And we are just so thankful, Lord. I don't know why each person has had to journey this path, but I do know that you are in control and you're working through it, and you're using all things for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for loving us the way you do. And I pray these things in the mighty and powerful name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Well done.
Amen.
Good night, everybody, and God bless all of you. See you next month.
Thank you.
Love and strength.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.